In West Virginia, U.S. Marshals have joined a task force that's investigating three recent fatal shootings in the area around the capital of Charleston. The three victims, two men and one woman, were all killed at night outside convenience stores or gas stations. The shootings have yet to be officially connected, but they have prompted fears that a serial sniper is on the loose. The federal marshals now on the team helped investigate last year's shooting spree in the Washington, D.C. area. Greg Collard with West Virginia Public Broadcasting explains that authorities are now investigating a possible drug connection in the murders.
Last week, after it became apparent that there was a connection between these three shootings, a lot of people in one of these communities were saying that they feared that drugs were somehow involved in these shootings, that there are many meth labs in the area and a lot of other illegal drug use.
Meth labs being methamphetamine labs.
That's correct. I think the media, including our organization, has been somewhat reserved in reporting that out of fear of wrongly linking the victims to drugs. But now, today, law enforcement authorities said basically that everyone in the area of Campbell's Creek, just outside Charleston, is saying that they think this is somehow related to drugs, but no specifics were really offered.
Have the local authorities there said anything about indications that these three shootings are in fact related? Any ballistic evidence, for example?
Preliminary ballistics. The bullets are similar. They say they were from a small caliber rifle. However, the extensive ballistic tests have not come back yet, and they can't confirm that the bullets were indeed fired from the same gun, although indications are that is a possibility.
And the circumstances of the three shootings are all very similar. All three were at nighttime, all three outside either a service station or a convenience store?
That's correct, and shot in the head or, in one case, in the neck.
What have authorities there said about any possible suspects? Have they issued any drawings or identifying information about who they might be looking for?
All we know is an overweight white male. Many people pointed out that describes a lot of people, so we really don't know a whole lot. They're also looking for dark-colored, full extended cab pickup truck, possibly a Ford F-150. Authorities are on the lookout for vehicles that meet that description. Making that difficult, of course, is that's one of the most popular trucks in this area, so a lot of people meet that description.
And what does the addition of the U.S. Marshals who are joining this investigation, what does that bring to the team?
Local authorities say the experience of dealing with similar cases, such as last year's attacks in the Washington, D.C. area, certainly isn't something that authorities have dealt with around here before and felt they needed to bring in as much experience as possible. But we really haven't had any communication with the federal authorities. They are the main spokesman for this case are the local authorities.
These shootings have obviously brought up memories of the Beltway area shootings last fall, and I wonder, in the area around Charleston, West Virginia, has there been a great deal of public fear? Are people altering their behavior, for example?
Some people are filling up at gas stations several miles away out of fear of something horrible happening to them, obviously, and more people are filling up during the day instead of at night. Certainly that's the case. But I think for the most part, I mean, people are still going on with their lives. There is some concern, people looking out, but I don't think it's disrupting the daily activity of this city.
Well, Greg Collard with West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Greg Collard talking with us about the investigation into three recent shooting deaths in and around Charleston, West Virginia.